This is another episode of the Right Life Podcast, your number one source for everything bariatric surgery, from pre-op to post-op. Registered dietitian Alex Conception gives you real, raw tips and motivation through your journey. This is the Right Life Podcast.
What's going on, family? Welcome back to the Right Life Podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about manifesting physical issues. I want to say most of these concerns come during the pre-op diet, but depending on the lifestyle prior to surgery, this also bleeds into post-op as well. I'll give you an example. Some people will say, I cannot tolerate protein shakes. I'm getting heart palpitations or my stomach hurts. I'm pretty sure I have a dairy issue. Now, to be clear, I am not dismissing actual allergies or aversions to certain foods. In any case, all factors are considered because safety first, okay? You certainly don't want to eat something you're allergic to, but what I am addressing is the idea and potential anxiety of making a change. I know this because on a lot of those individuals' diet recalls, we've identified consumption of cheese, yogurt, milk with no issues at all. How is it that only the diet causes discomfort? Anxiety is a silent killer. The idea about making this huge change, not just physically, but coming to terms with not eating the way you used to eat prior to surgery. This may be subconscious. We just think we can't tolerate something rather than identifying that we feel some kind of way about this new change. The best way I can explain this realization is think about a public speaking moment. I use this as an example because it's recognized as a common fear. In school, you had to present a paper or project. Preparation may not have provided anxiety, but the closer you got to your name being called to step up to that podium, something physical happens. Heavy breathing, cold sweats, bubble guts, in some cases, physically ill. This reflection may be helpful to understand and hopefully diffuse some of that anxiety. But how do we get past it? What are you really asking for yourself? Are you asking to gain the tools so you can change, or are you asking for a solution to do the same thing that got you here? So how can we manage this? Understanding the root of anxiety is crucial, but overcoming it requires, of course, practical steps. First thing is educating yourself. The more you know, the less you fear. Don't focus on what you're losing, focus on what you're gaining through this process, and know that the struggle is short-lived once you've established the foundation for long-term success. Number two, seek support. Connect with people, support groups, or people in your life that you can share your experiences with and receive encouragement from others who understand exactly what you're going through. You don't have to do this alone. Lastly, visualize success. Regularly visualize positive outcomes of your surgery. Imagine a healthier, more active you. Positive visualization can act as a motivational tool, transforming anxiety into an anchor, so to speak, for reaching your goals. Remember, it's normal to feel anxious about making a big change. However, it is crucial to distinguish between genuine physical reactions and those manifested by anxiety. Change is not just about giving up what you were used to. It's about embracing a new lifestyle, and it will open up new doors. Don't let fear dictate your journey. You have the strength, support, and the tools to overcome it. I'll leave you with this. If you're not uncomfortable, then you're not growing. I'll see you guys in the next. Peace.
This was another episode of the Right Life Podcast. For more motivation and future episodes with Alex, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any life-changing moments.